With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. The state gave Montana's most productive coal mine the go-ahead to expand its mining capacity, effectively extending the mine's life to 2031. Yellowstone Public Radio News reports the expansion continues despite the current owner's debt to the state. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality on Friday signed off on Navajo Transitional Energy Company's plan to extract 72 million more tons of coal from the existing property at Spring Creek Mine in Bighorn County. The expansion, which DEQ says the previous owner requested in 2013, means the mine would disturb an additional 1,000 acres or so within the existing permit boundary. DEQ Coal Permit Coordinator Bob Smith says the agency's recent decision marks the completion of its environmental review.
It's mostly around what the reclamation requirements would be.
Smith says the Spring Creek mine yields between 12 and 18 million tons of coal annually, so this permit revision would extend the mine's life by about 4 years. He says the mine was responsible for roughly 33% of Montana's total coal yield in 2019. Last year, Entech took over the permit from Spring Creek Coal LLC, a subsidiary of the bankrupt Cloud Peak Energy. Entech has not yet paid the reclamation bond Cloud Peak Energy left behind, and the Montana Department of Revenue says Entech still owes state taxes on the property. DEQ's decision comes after a question of tribal sovereign immunity caused the mine to close for a day, while the state figured out if it could hold Entech to state environmental law. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.